Reichman University.
Sunny Side Up, where every conversation is a step towards a brighter mind. With Leora Baxt and Orly LaShock.
Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Orly LaShock.
And I'm Amy Hittery.
You're listening to Sunny Side Up on Audioversity.
This is a mental health podcast where we talk about anything from childhood to parenting styles to coping mechanisms.
And everything in between.
We want to provide you with a new and fresh perspective and not just facts about mental health.
Let's talk about it. We just looked at each other. That was really cute.
Orly, are you feeling scrambled?
Honestly, I'm feeling not so scrambled today. I'm feeling kind of sunny set up, but I feel we should talk about the world of dating. It's something that's been coming up in almost every single one of my conversations lately.
Yeah, I'm down. I feel like that's something that we've all been scrambled when it comes to dating before. And we all do experience it and have something to say about it. So let's talk about it.
100%. I think the part where I feel the most scrambled is before a first date. You know about the date. Hopefully the guy plans it. I mean, I'm traditional like that. But let's take this for example. I planned this date with a guy 3 days before and I was a nervous wreck. And I've seen my friends go through it. I've been through it. Everyone I've talked to goes through it. Even guys have told me they're nervous before a first date.
I think it's normal. I think everybody gets a little bit nervous before a first date, especially if it's a stranger. If you're not friends before, you know.
But what's a little bit? Because the day of, I am so anxious, but I try to keep myself busy. But I'm just so anxious, and it's funny because, again, everyone I've spoken to also experiences this thing where the anxiety really just goes away 2 minutes into a date. And I find that if you talk about it with the date, because I've had dates that I've been on where I'm I'm nervous, are you nervous? And either he's I'm not nervous, and then he's not really my vibe.
Just
say you're just nervous.
Come on, don't lie.
Literally. Cool. Or I've had dates that are I was so nervous all day, but now I'm fine. And those have been some of my best dates, you know?
Right. For me, I think I get the most nervous right before not the whole day, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. it's not like that as much for me. It's more right before I know I'm about to see him. It's oh my god, wait what? What's about to happen, do you know what I mean?
I start
do I really want to go I don't know.
So me, it starts 3-4 hours before. I'm should I cancel? Yeah, but I think we've all been there.
Yeah. And the truth is, the minute that you start the date, it does go away. At least for me, which is nice.
Well, I think that's because, you've reached this point where you fully know yourself. You know?
Interesting.
I think people... Listen, I think that it's very clear, at least to me, I love psychoanalyzing people, but I think I could tell very clearly when I'm on a date and a guy does not know himself or is not comfortable with himself. And I think that for us as girls, on the flip side of that, it's I don't want to be in a serious relationship. I mean, I think now I've reached that, but I, of course, there's always more work to do on yourself, but I feel now I know myself. And before that, 2 years ago, when I would say I want a relationship, I want a boyfriend, I was talking out of my ass, sorry, right. I didn't know myself. I wasn't fully comfortable with myself. I didn't fully love myself.
That's such a good point you make. It's honestly, I really do believe that. The more you know who you are and therefore also in change what you're looking for, dating becomes less nerve-wracking. Totally becomes 100%. Less nerve-wracking. Because you're not going and putting your self-worth next to how, if the date is good or bad. Do you know what I mean? If it's successful or not, it doesn't mean anything about who you are or your value.
Not at all, or
anything like that. With that in mind, the date just becomes way more chill because it's okay if this person is not someone you're gonna go out again with. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
It's not that deep, you know?
And for my overthinkers out there, I know that before first dates, you kind of already try to come up with red flags. For us, a huge thing is oh, they don't want to live in America, or they don't want to, or they want to stay, I don't know, like, or they're going to draft next year, or different things like that, that you're already planning out your next, like, 5-6 months together. Like, don't do that. Like, it really is just a first date. It's just to see, like, do I have banter? Do I have, like, fully conversation? Do I vibe with this person? It's not, take it for what it is. Take it as a first date, and, like, also know your standards with that. Like, even though it's just a first date, also understand that, like, if there are certain things that you hold yourself to, hold himself to it too, you know? Like, I mean, a huge thing for me is, like, I appreciate when a guy plans a date and isn't indecisive and he's assertive and, like, maybe more of those traditional roles of, like, I don't know, like, if he's not putting in the right types of effort, then, like, you don't need to go on that date, you know?
Right.
But also, on the other hand, it's just a first date.
True. Should we go into some, like, green and red flags that we feel like...
Yeah, for sure.
Even, like, not just, like, while, like, as you're dating, but, like, kind of as to hold as, like, standards that you have in a person for the person that you feel like you see yourself with,
mm-hmm.
that are, like, important to look out for early on, because then you can kind of decipher very early on, like, if it's even someone you'd want to get to know.
Of course.
You know,
I wrote some green flags and some red flags about first dates, so
let's hear it. I'm excited.
Let's start. I'll read
this.
You one green flag: actually planning the date beforehand and being assertive in the right ways. I just said that, but it's true. It's so true. I mean, for me at least, like, I'm so indecisive, like, when it comes to romantic connection or a romantic partner. Like, that's the one area in my life that I don't want to feel so indecisive all the time. I don't want to feel like I have to be making the decisions. Like, I want to be pampered sometimes. Not all the time. I'm the other, my partner deserves to be pampered too, but, like...
Yeah, but we're talking first date right now.
We're
talking the beginning stages.
Yeah.
They should, you know, if someone asked you out, like, he should want to plan the best for you.
Of course.
So I definitely, yeah, that would be on my list too. Let me see. Let's see what my first green flag is. Okay. I also actually wrote, like, takes charge. Like, someone who can just,
it's
like...
It's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it is. Another one. Should we go to red, actually?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, like, this one's pretty... It depends, I guess, on the circle you're in. But, like, for me, this is, like, a no-brainer. Coming to me on the first date. Like, if... like,
I agree.
If you, like, live in a different city, like... Don't ask me to come to your city. Like, don't ask me to
meet
in the
middle.
You want
to come to Tel Aviv?
Like,
no, I don't want to come. I do want to come to Tel Aviv, but I'm not coming to Tel Aviv for you. Like,
I don't know. I feel, and I am a little bit more traditional in that way, but I feel like, especially in the beginning and on a first date, like, you want to, first of all, not only, like, make sure that, like, she, like, it's the most convenient for her because you're asking her out and for her time, you know, like, making it the most convenient for her. And, like, also, like, part of that is making sure she, like, is safe getting there or getting home and just, like, being on top of it in that way.
Yeah, of course. I like that one, actually. It's true. Like, I always make them come to her.
No, because it might sound silly, like, to say it like that from now, like, in the beginning, but it's also, like, if you think about it, is that someone that you're gonna, like, that can take care of you? You know what I mean? A potential partner. Like, that's what you're dating for, to see if it's someone.
It's also a standard that you hold yourself to. Like, you don't, like, make it smaller than that. You know, it's a great standard to have, honestly.
Totally.
My first red flag was when you can't get a word in, / they don't ask about you, and you actively notice it during the date. Mm-hmm. I've been on dates like that, and I shut down after that. Because what am I supposed to do with that? Like, all you want to talk about is yourself, or what you're doing, your job, your this, you know? Like, it's so annoying.
Wait, Orly, have you had some bad experiences?
I've had some pretty bad first dates.
Oh, no.
I can get into a little story or two later.
I'm actually intrigued. I'm not going to lie. That's true, though. Attentiveness is a huge green flag. Like, if you can not only listen, but, like, show that you're actually hearing with follow-up questions and with intrigue and not kind of just thinking about, and this goes in both directions, like also for me is something I try to do and like make sure that I'm implementing, is like, don't just think about what you're going to say next, you know, like don't.
Yeah, the conversation needs to be,
it has to flow,
a balance, and it has to flow, and it has to just, yeah, it shouldn't be thought out at all, like then that's not your person. Like,
yeah, it literally shouldn't at all. And if it's someone that you feel like the conversation is like if you feel like, wait, why'd you respond that way? Like if after like you said something really, you know how sometimes like you could say something really, really serious and like you're kind of expecting a certain reaction, which like is another thing in and of itself. But like, and then the person is kind of just like, right.
No, and for sure. Yeah, you're trying to say, brick wall.
They just say like, right. And then you're like, I just told you that like my... like I don't know, like the hog died. Do you know what I mean? Like why are you just saying
no?
Right?
I like if like, I wanted to talk to a brick wall, I wouldn't have gotten all pretty and like, you know, did the effort of going on a date. Like, I hate that. Tell me another green flag.
Okay, humility is a huge green flag for me. It's definitely a red flag when you can see a huge ego, like like they're not
for
like
two different reasons,
not to see no ego, but like to be like cocky, do you know what I mean?
No, yeah,
like,
but I think cockiness can either stem from insecurities or they genuinely believe that about themselves, you know what I mean? And both are icky, like
totally
not icky. Insecurities are like you should work on them, but again, you can't fully date until you know yourself.
I think what I definitely look for is a really confident man who also knows that like he had to respect everyone around him and know his place in this world and not think too highly of himself in a way where like he's better, you know?
Yeah. There's something about a
but
quiet confidence.
Exactly, a quiet
confidence. I think we've spoken about that. One of my green flags, this one's huge. This one is like not going on your phone or keeping it face down. And with that also, I mean, a lot of Israeli smoke and whatever. I really appreciate it. Whoa. When a guy doesn't smoke on a first date, meaning
like on the date.
Yeah. On the date.
Have you been on dates where he smokes on the first date with you? I don't even think I've ever been on a date where we like, where...
I think I have, honestly, and it's like a little bit icky, honestly. Like, if by all means, I don't judge anyone who smokes or anything, but just like, I don't know, I just don't feel like there needs to be space for it on the date. Also, I mean, again, it's the same thing with the phone. Like, unless you have something really serious and you tell me about it, whatever, or like you're like, I really have to answer this, I'm so sorry, or like whatever.
I've had friends. The phone thing, 1,000%.
Yeah,
I agree.
I've had friends like come back from dates and be like, he checked his phone every 5-10 minutes. That's gross. If you're busy, don't go on a date. Don't commit to a date.
Yeah.
Be present. I really appreciate it when a guy is like so present on the date.
1,000%. And like also, even if you're not interested, like even if it's not someone that you think you're going to go out with again, like,
to respect thing,
see it through. Exactly, respect is definitely a huge green flag. Like, respect the date and the time and the person you're with regardless, just because like they're still a person, you know, and you still ask them out and you're here sitting with them, like, see
basic
it out
human
till
decency
the end. See it out till the end, and like, and this goes in both directions as well. Like, I don't think either person should be on their phones throughout a date. At least I try not to. Yeah, I think that's really important and shows that you care just about people and
100%.
Their time. Yeah. What else do we have?
Tell me a red flag. We'll do a couple more of each.
A red flag for me is if they speak negatively about past relationships.
Oh my God, I wrote that one also. We did not tell each other ones before, but that's such an a foreshadowing, like if they're speaking bad about their ex, they're probably going to do the same to you. Don't fall for it, ladies.
It's also just in general, don't speak that way. Don't speak negatively. You could have a bad experience, but the way that you speak about anything in your life, it says a lot about your character.
100%.
And so even if you had a bad experience,
you have to be pessimistic all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to you don't have to relay a message that way. You don't have to
use it as fuel to be kinder, to be wiser, to be better. You don't need to use it to, just tear other people down. That's so sad.
It's kind of the way you just go about seeing the world and life. And if the way you tell a story is going to be through this negative, lashon hara, negative speech type of way, then
lashon hara. I like that.
That means negative speech in Hebrew. for our listeners who don't know, if that's how you're going to explain a story, that's most likely how you see most things in the world. That's your lens, you know?
And
it's just not, it's not something that I feel aligns with my values and not a topic that I'd like to have conversation on. So that's definitely a red flag for me.
100%. I'll give you one more red flag. I guess when this one's a little superficial, obviously it's not a deal breaker, but there's two: when a guy is a loud chewer or when he's a loud breather. You know what I'm talking about? It's just I want to be okay to be in silence with somebody and it be comfortable, but if you're chewing loud or breathing really loud, it will hit every nerve in my body. And maybe I'm just my mother in that way, but
interesting. Is that something you notice on a first date? I don't even know that there's
chewing I definitely notice. Breathing, I guess it's not ever quiet enough on a first date to notice that.
What if you're just getting coffee? Then you wouldn't notice the chewing.
No, then I wouldn't notice, but chewing is huge.
Guys,
I notice
if you
want
to go on a second date with Orly, don't go for food on the first date, is what she's trying to say.
Honestly, I don't love food first dates.
No?
I love me a nice drinks first date.
I love me a nice drink.
I love me a nice coffee first date. I even I guess not an activity for the first date. Activity's
no,
a second date.
I like activity.
Really?
Break the ice a little, you know?
Yeah. I want to be put in one of those, you know, on these reality dating shows when they're having to do something that they wouldn't normally do, until so deep into their relationship, a team building bonding exercise.
Like skydiving?
Yeah. It builds trust. It builds this. It builds something like that.
Something that bonds you. Yeah.
I would love to go skydiving as a first date.
No, as a first?
It's a crazy experience. No. When else are you going to ever have that?
On a 10th?
Nah. But that's what I mean.
No,
it can't be a
late.
First date.
Not a first date, but not a 10th date. I would do it at some point.
Second
I would
date?
Do it as no, I would, I would do
okay,
it
third,
as
fourth,
like, I would do it as a 5th date. That'd be a crazy date. Oh my God.
Obviously, there's so many more red flags, green flags. We can go on and on for days.
Yes. There's a lot to say. But also,
just be yourself.
To each his own.
Yeah.
And every person also is I also very much believe in going out multiple times with a person, at least a second date, just because
you really never know.
You never know, and you shouldn't judge. Just
listen,
based off of one
unless you
encounter.
Know, unless you come home and you're absolutely not. If you're iffy about it, we really recommend going on that second date. The second date could solve a lot. And maybe the other person, I'm loud, so a lot of times the other person's just quiet. I think something also just to keep in mind is there's somebody out there for everybody. I truly, truly believe that.
I 1000%. I mean, that's not a question.
Yeah.
That's definitely not a question. There's actually, there's this idea that I heard. His name is David Guillaume. He's a a public speaker, Kabbalist. Like he gives a lot of, has a podcast where he like gives a lot of insightful advice on, honestly, like everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like every day is a different topic.
That's cool.
And he said something about dating once that really resonated with me. And to all of you who might be feeling a little scrambled sometimes, this might help, is when you're dating, don't go out with the person in the hopes of it being successful. Go out with the person in the hopes and in like through the feeling of like, right now this person is like helping me raise my consciousness, like helping me grow, and as long as that and as long as the relationship is serving you in that way, keep going with it until it's not, you know.
100%.
Like, yeah, like meaning it doesn't, not like seeing a relationship through in the hopes of the relationship working out, but in the hopes of each of you growing the relationship.
Growing individually, but pushing each other to do so. That's exactly what I really think a relationship's all about. Like, you have your life, he has his life, and like you come together and you share that when you can. I think that that's so important. Like, personally, I could never work with a spouse, you know? Day to day, this, that, do everything. Like, life isn't about that. You know, you're supposed to just have your biggest cheerleader by your side and be that for them as well.
Amen.
I really, truly believe that. Guys, remember, you're all lovable. Just love yourself first.
That's
for,
key.
Yeah.
That's key.
Listen to the red flags. Don't
are.
Do them.
Know who you are and what you are looking for. And don't just try and be what you think someone else is looking for.
100%. Keep your standards. I encourage you to write down like a list of your standards, whether you're in a dating phase or you're taking a break or whatever it is. Write down your standards. I actually did this journal thing where I wrote down like what I want my, this is so embarrassing, what I want my future husband to be, what characteristics I want him to have, how I want him to treat me, how I want to treat him. You know, nothing about physical appearance, nothing about that. But I wrote it down and it's going to be so interesting to look
That's
at
so cool
later
that you
on.
That. There was an exercise once that I had in a program I did to do that. And it was so hard for me because I was just like, I don't know. Like, I have to meet.
But try now.
I have to meet someone. Like, I have
but try
to
now.
Like, see. Like, everyone's so different. Like, I don't know what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to work.
I mean,
what is in and what I'm going to be okay with and what I'm not. But yeah, I should try
It's less
now.
About
it
that and more
ago.
Like I want my future husband to be my biggest cheerleader and to be motivated but also understand the concept of chilling and this and that. Like,
yeah, there are definitely
traits like that that are important to me. What I want, what I think could balance me out, what I think this. Like,
yeah,
it
no,
really
it's,
will
it's
just
a good
be interesting
thing to do, definitely.
I'll show it to you later.
Okay, when you tell me the stories about your dates.
I could tell one story to wrap up.
All right, let's hear it.
So I went on a date.
This. Guys,
and
get ready.
I went on a date with this guy and we matched on Hinge. And then before the date, I was so anxious. We were actually coming to record one of the earlier episodes. And I remember leaving school and being like, guys, I'm just going to cancel. And then he texted me, I have something to tell you.
Uh-huh.
So then I went crazy.
Suspense.
So then it was 2 hours of me being like, should I cancel? Should I not? Like, what does he have to tell me? Like, I hope he cancels. 2 hours. And this was going to be a lunch date. Okay. Two hours later.
Wait, can I just clarify?
Yeah.
He texted you saying, I have something I need to tell you.
And then ghosted me for 2 hours.
Didn't say anything after that?
Yeah. So then I was about to text him 2 hours later and he texted me, I'm so sorry, I fell asleep. I have a mild stutter. I really hope he's not listening to this. You got, okay.
Shout out to,
so,
what's his name?
So we went on this date. It was a lunch date because how am I going to cancel after someone tells me he has a mild stutter? Then I'm going to look like I'm canceling for that. Obviously, I don't care about that. We went on the date. He's a great guy. No shade. Like, if you're listening to this, like, you were a vibe. But I felt like I was talking to a brick wall. And, like, I just wasn't vibing. And, like, my instinct before of telling me to cancel was a little bit right. And then, whatever, it was fine. I was still being respectful, asking questions, this and that, whatever, talking. And then time came to pay the bill. And none of his cards went through, which me scanned like it was not his fault. But I had to pay for the date. And yeah, there was no second date after that. But yeah, I felt so bad.
Wow.
But also, like, that's a standard I have for myself. Like, as much as you want to say it's traditional or this, like, first dates, I just believe, should be paid for by the guy.
Yeah. And, like, obviously he tried, but also, like, that also probably means that he wasn't really so on top of it in general.
Guys,
before,
like make sure you take cash, like, also.
Yeah. But not just that, like, that, I don't know, for me, like, that would show, like, a little bit of, like, what are you doing with your life that you don't, like, know that your cards aren't going to go through? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
That seems crazy to me.
I felt bad also.
Definitely shows a little less, like, effort in terms of preparation.
Also, like, why are you texting me that I have something to tell you? Like, if you text me that or if you text me my name, like, I will freak out and then ghost me for 2 hours, like...
Because he fell asleep, which, by the way, sleeping... What time? You had a day date?
Yeah,
and
this was...
And he texted you and fell back
He texted
asleep.
Me at, like, 10 a.m. and then didn't text me till 12 p.m.
Because he fell asleep.
Yeah.
On a weekday.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. Anyways.
No, listen. Yeah, listen.
I've had some bad dates. I've had some good ones. I've had great dates also.
That's so good. Orly.
Maybe another episode.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Now I'm feeling more scrambled.
No, it's good. You have good experiences. You have less good experiences. But you know what? They all make you stronger and they all show you what you are looking for. And they're all just as important.
Amen.
So with that, we're going to leave you.
With a crazy egg fact.
Ready? Drum roll. Orly, you can say it.
Air pressure shrinks eggs. Amy was
That's
telling me
crazy, guys,
all about
no.
this, how like an egg went through a bottle and whatnot, and it was crazy. Guys, try it at home.
Hard boiled eggs, guys.
Try it at home.
Don't try it unless they're hard boiled.
Thank you for listening to Sunny Side Up.
Thank you so much, guys.
Have a sunny side up day. Excellent day.
Have an excellent day.
Sunny Side Up. Where every conversation is a step towards a brighter mind. With Leora Baxt and Orly Lachapelle.